Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 800 people and injured hundreds more, destroying buildings and sending residents of major cities rushing from their homes in the country's deadliest tremor in decades. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Buildings turned to rubble in Marrakesh after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck Morocco late on Friday. Hundreds of people were killed in the country's deadliest quake in nearly 20 years. A mosque minaret had fallen in Jemaa el-Fanar Square, in the heart of Marrakesh Old City, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Rescuers removed debris and searched for survivors as they waited for heavy equipment to arrive. Some houses in the tightly packed old city had collapsed, and parts of the medieval city wall had cracked or fallen. Residents spent the night in the open, some on pooled deck chairs, afraid to sleep indoors. The quake's epicenter was further south in the High Atlas Mountains. Officials say most of the dead are in hard-to-reach mountain areas.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un marked the country's founding anniversary with a parade of paramilitary groups, the country's state-run television reported on Saturday. Kim observed the parade held on Friday at Kim Il-sung Square in Pyongyang with his daughter. Kim is expected to travel to Russia this month to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss weapon supplies to Moscow to support its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin said on Saturday it was sticking to its conditions for a return to the Black Sea grain deal, which it quit in July. In particular, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia needed its state agricultural bank to be reconnected to the international SWIFT bank payment system. This is VOA News. Delegates from the world's most powerful countries have reached a compromise on language to describe the war in Ukraine, a source with knowledge of the discussion said, as their leaders began the annual G20 summit on Saturday in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi of host India inaugurated the two-day meeting by calling on members to end a quote-unquote global trust deficit and announced the bloc was granting permanent membership to the African Union in an effort to make it more representative. The group is deeply divided over the war in Ukraine, with Western nations pushing for strong condemnation of Russia in the leaders' declaration to be issued at the end of the summit, while others are demanding a focus on broader economic issues. The official number of those still missing from Hawaii's wildfires has dropped. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Hawaii's governor says that the number of people still missing following wildfires that destroyed the historic community of Lahaina has dropped to 66. The tally of the missing is now significantly lower than a week earlier, when authorities said that 385 people remained unaccounted for. The number of confirmed deaths is still at 115. The deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century swept through Lahaina on August 8th, destroying more than 2,000 structures. The governor says that in the coming weeks, authorities will begin to schedule supervised visits for residents so that they can return and view their property. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S.'s tax collector, the IRS, is launching an effort to crack down on 1,600 millionaires and 75 large business partnerships. VOA Scott Walterman says they owe hundreds of millions of dollars in past due taxes.
IRS Commissioner David Werfel says that with a boost in federal funding and the help of artificial intelligence, the agency has a new means of targeting rich people who've cut corners on their taxes. The IRS announced on Friday it's trying to showcase positive results from its burst of new funding under President Joe Biden. Republicans in Congress are looking to claw back some of that money. In July, IRS leadership said it collected $38 million in delinquent taxes from more than 175 high-income taxpayers in just a few months. Now the agency will scale up that effort. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Recapping our top story, a powerful earthquake in Morocco has killed more than 800 people and injured hundreds more, destroying buildings and sending residents of major cities rushing from their homes in the country's deadliest tremor in more than six decades. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.